James and his family was a normal family that lived in the state of Oklahoma in America. James went to school every day, and when he came home, he would pick up his little sister from kindergarten so he could take care of her. His parents, Charles and Jennifer, were very proud of their son for being so responsible. The biggest reason he picked up his little sister from kindergarten every day was because of all the tornadoes that had been in the city this past year. They lived on the outskirts of the city. The tornadoes hit hard in the city, so they were happy they lived on the outskirts. Even though they lived on the outskirts, they had a house that was built to resist the tornadoes.
There had been some hard gust of wind, and the news reported there was a high risk of a tornado incoming. People didn't really care about it because it happened so often. James didn't care about it either, so he picked up his little sister as usual. But this Monday, when they were going home, his little sister suddenly screamed, "Oh no, James, I forgot my doll." "Okay, stay there, I'll go and get it," James said, and started to run. After some minutes of running, James came to the kindergarten. It only took 1 minute to find the doll. When he picked it up, he heard a sound. James recognized the sound. It was the sound of a tornado. And this one sound very big. The only thing James was thinking about was to save his sister. He dropped the doll and ran out in the storm again. He couldn't see the tornado, but the wind was as strong as the last tornado he saw. "This tornado must be one of the biggest tornadoes to date," he was thinking. In a few minutes, he ran all the way back to where he left his sister, but she wasn't there.
He screamed her name as loud as he could, but he couldn't find her. The wind was too loud, so he couldn't even hear himself. Next to the road, there was a forest, and in between two big trees, he could see her purple head. As fast as he could, he ran over there, but unfortunately, the head was empty. He looked back to see the tornado coming at him. The tornado was so big, he couldn't even believe it, and in the tornado, he saw a lot of things. There were things like a boat, a cow, and parts of different houses. If he wanted to live, he had to run. But if he did that without finding his sister, she would die. James couldn't think of that now, so he ran as fast as he could and yelled her name. "Violet, Violet, where are you?" James ran and ran. When he was near their house, he saw the tornado had come even closer. When he looked a little closer at the tornado, he could see a purple jacket.